Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Many of you are already sick of it.
Oh, boy.
But I'm starting the show by going deep, deep, deep into politics when I thought, never in my life was what I'm about to say something I would have ever associated with politics. Put on a mask! Just put one on! It doesn't make you freer than me or someone who believes more in freedom than I do because I'm listening to scientists who tell me I'm more likely to not kill grandpa if I'm wearing a mask! Just put on a mask! Why everywhere I go do you people show me your bold courage by deciding that you're going to increase the probability on killing grandparents? Just put one on! So hard about this!
I don't know.
It doesn't make you a snowflake or a liberal. It just makes you someone who's listening to scientists. It's just simple math.
Even I'm listening.
Why are you pro-killing old people? Isn't that more controversial than my statement? Aren't you going more political in believing in the probabilities of I'd rather kill grandpa than me saying, just put on a damn mask?
It's proven to work. Quantifiably, it works a lot better than not wearing the mask.
I just don't get how every single damn thing becomes politics.
Yeah, what happened, though? Was there a moment where you just went over the edge, went over the top? Yeah, because I just saw six young whippersnappers getting out of their car, no mess, headed over to the beach for the entire day. I mean,
I am going to great lengths of inconvenience to try and be thoughtful on behalf of others. Since the beginning, the time that it resonated with me the most, that mask wearing was something we should be doing, is when it was explained to me, behave as if you've already got it. Behave as if you've got it and you don't know it and you can spread it. So just put on a mask for others. I don't understand why every place I'm walking into as the numbers spike, especially here in Florida, which is the epicenter, the petri dish for every stupidity that happens in this country.
Thanks.
As you see the number spike, and then everywhere you look, everywhere you walk into, people just decided one day, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to care about other people.
Oh, I understand how we got here. It's plain as day. The frustrating part is, why are we allowing this to happen? Putting on a mask during a global pandemic is like putting on your shoes to go outside. The infringement already happened on your supposed rights. The infringement is the pandemic. The mask is a way to actually limit further infringements. Why are we doing this?
But why are we fighting over it is what I don't...
Well, open up the elbow room and you wear your damn mask inside of it. I saw this whole thing. Open up the elbow room, not a damn mask. What is the point of this? We just set a record in Florida for highest percentage of cases. What are we doing?
The fact that we have people protesting that they open the elbow room on Fort Lauderdale Beach is sad enough. The fact that they're doing it without masks, you are right, Mike. It is dangerous and it terrifies me.
Hold on a second.
I mean, the elbow room, sir, that's what we want to open.
Listen to me.
That's probably where this whole thing started, the elbow room.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. If you walk into the elbow room and you contract the coronavirus, it is less bad than any of the other things you could get in there. Like, you should go in there and order a drink with the coronavirus so it'll make you healthier than the rest of what it is that you're surrounded by.
It's the best of the viruses you can catch at the elbow room.
I am telling you, it is the least dangerous of the deadly diseases, and they are manifold. That the elbow room, okay, has been serving spring break debauchery since like Frankie Avalon. We're talking about how old is the Elbow Room? Is the Elbow Room 50s?
But I agree with everything that you're saying, and that's why I love the Elbow Room. I too want to get to a point in which we can reopen the Elbow Room so I can enjoy all the other diseases that I could get there.
Great spot, though, right? We all agree. We've all had some of our best nights, our finest nights at the Elbow Room.
I've had some of my worst.
Speaking of which, I think I've told you the story. It's an awful story and a great story that started at the Elbow Room. Too much day drinking, too many Miami Dolphins. Boom, Larry Izzo and Zach Thomas decide, I can swim out to that buoy. I'm going to swim out to that buoy. The conversation inside is we've had too much to drink. That buoy's far away. They're professional athletes. They're bulletproof. Boom. Izzo goes. So goes Zach Thomas. Izzo bows out. Zach Thomas finally gets to the buoy and realizes this buoy is not staying up. It is slippery. I'm exhausted. Oh, my God. It is far to get back. And boom, like into the water go like soldiers to rescue him because you would have had somebody drown at that buoy because of the things that happened at the Elbow Room in the middle of the day. That was like a Tuesday.
It looks like the Elbow Room is 81 years old. Is that possible?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I'm telling you. It goes back to Spring Break Frankie Avalon. I just made a Frankie Avalon reference.
I know Dan has been particularly cautious. The show has a spectrum. On one end, it's Greg Cody in terms of potentially being reckless. And on the other end, it's Billy, and close by Billy is Dan. But I have gone to some of these restaurants under these new phase one rules. And I'm just a little confused, given what we know about indoor transmission versus outdoor. The rules are, to enjoy this restaurant, you have to enter wearing your mask. But then you sit down in a stationary position, yeah, and you remove the mask. Now, I know I can't eat with a mask, but all of this does seem silly. So when you're complaining, and now someone might take that argument and say, well, then why are we wearing masks anyway? That is not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is that the infringements upon your rights are so limited that you could literally enjoy the places that you've always enjoyed. All you got to do to get in, instead of saying hi, is just wear a mask. Wear a mask and you get to take this off. These are the rules given by the government, a government which oftentimes is not wearing masks themselves, which is infuriating to me. But geez, it's about respect for other people. Look, I'm not telling you you have coronavirus. I'm just saying wear the mask so people feel comfortable around you.
I saw somebody had a mask that opens up so that you could stick a fork in there with food. A mask that actually can be eaten. You can eat with the mask on.
Is that Chris's?
Well, what I was going to say is that's where I draw the line, right there. If you make me wear that, then I will go to the other side of this politically. Yes, Chris.
All your frustrations are very valid. Have you guys reached the point, though, yet where you're calling people out? Or are you guys just like giving dirty looks, giving like a disapproving head nod? Like, how are you guys actually handling this out?
I am, I'm calling people out in my neighborhood. I haven't been out in public long enough to start calling people out. I was thinking about it this morning at the gas station. There was a guy, no mask, no gloves, by the way, even though the gas station is offering you gloves right next to the pump. He decided to go against it. I am a couple of days away from calling people out in public.
I am made uncomfortable by people not wearing their masks. It's just because I see someone not doing the slightest bit to help everything out right now, and it just gets me wondering, well, what else have you done to harm my health recently? If you're this brazen about it, my mind starts veering, and then I socially distance on the front end anyways, and now we're getting extra distance because you seem to be wanting to prove a point to me, and you're angry about this. Really, it's a light lift. It really is. It's a light lift.
My activism extends so far, Chris, only as far as yelling about it into this microphone 5 minutes ago. I slink away. I just shake my head sort of disappointed, but I'm not even at the point where I judge others loudly. I judge others while walking away, and all they see is my back. and that I was wearing a mask before I turned around.
This far too often goes like everything now over the last few years, just divided amongst party lines. But are we not understanding that the government that's in place has put these rules in place? Like you're upset and filming yourself asking to speak to a manager. You voted for the manager. What's so wrong about this? Just, it's a pandemic. It helps. Just do it. This isn't red or blue. This is just common decency. This is what they say the rule is.
Your tone stinks. You went extra whiny on the third or really fourth.
Well, I'm so bothered by this. I'm so bothered that it's become a political issue. It's just be a human. Just be a kind, decent human.
I can't believe
it. I implore
it.
You.
I don't know.
Frankie Avalon played at the Elbow Room. All guests of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The NBA has announced its protocols for play in the Orlando bubble. If a player is caught off-site without approval, they will be subjected to a mandatory 10 to 14 day self-quarantine period, reduction in compensation for any game missed, and enhanced testing, which includes deep nasal swab testing. The players have until June 24 to inform their respective teams whether they plan to participate. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy formally apologized for the pain and discomfort he caused his players and others due to an alt-right news organization's T-shirt. Excuse me. He was photographed wearing and vowed positive changes for his football program. What are you laughing at?
Are you just scared of anything that has
No, it's any- weird. The formatting on the computer, on my computer, I'm not blaming anyone. There was no one here. But the formatting, it's so annoying when you have to scroll left to right on your computer to finish the sentence. You know what I'm saying? I had to do that. And yes, I'm terrified.
Mike, you have to get the sound of him trying to say alt-right. It is
it's almost
as bad as me trying to get to that Chewbacca question.
Stump them each with it next time. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Swear by it. Go to Navage.com, that's Navage.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Antonio Davis going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. The NBA has announced its protocols for play in the Orlando bubble. Some of the amenities provided by Walt Disney World and its resorts include a players-only lounge that includes TVs, arcade gaming, access to the NBA 2K video game, and ping pong. Daily entertainment made available could include movie screenings and DJ sets, team-sponsored outings such as privatized restaurants, boating, bowling, fishing, and golf will be available, plus mental health services.
That's all cool. Can I ask you the company that you work for?
Yeah.
You have this weird knack of turning a two-syllable word into a three-syllable one.
ESPN?
No.
Disney.
You make it Disney World.
Yeah, it's a tough one for me. I don't know what to tell you this. Disney.
There you go. Two syllables.
Disney.
The ping pong protocol is no doubles allowed, by the way.
What is going on here? I mean, first off, who plays doubles ping pong? Not enough room. Secondly, doubles ping pong is not allowed, but NBA basketball is allowed?
Yes, that's right.
Also, if they're planning on flying into the Orlando airport, they may want to double check that one.
That's right. The numbers now are more than half of the 500 people who work at the Orlando airport have tested positive for coronavirus.
Like 260 of 500. I don't know if that's half, probably like 40%.
Is it too late to say, you know, maybe we were a little aggressive?
We're going to talk to Antonio Davis about this in a second. He used to be a union head.
Mike Gundy formally apologized for the pain and discomfort he caused his players and others due to an alt-right news organization's T-shirt he was photographed wearing and vowed positive changes for his football program. And finally, Darren Revelle reports in celebration of its new partnership with selling White Claw inside Blaze Pizza locations. Blaze locations are selling pizzas with White Claw mango-infused crust this Thursday. Oh, What are we doing? For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
This is a clumsy greeting for Antonio Davis. We have not talked to him in a while, but there's a raging debate going on around here, and I want Antonio Davis's thoughts. Is it okay to pee in the shower, Antonio Davis? This is we like to include you on whatever the conversations are. How is that one going over in the locker room if we are peeing in the shower?
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. No peeing in the shower, bro. That doesn't work. Maybe if you're in there by yourself, if nobody else sees, it's okay. But you can't do that, man. That's not good for nobody.
What is your response if I tell you that nearly 80% of our listeners in a poll that garnered 70,000 votes said they do pee in the shower? That most of the showers that you're stepping into, Antonio Davis, have been peed in by others.
Hey, that would be a little disturbing, but I wouldn't say that it doesn't happen. I mean, but, hey, now that all this COVID stuff is going on, though, now before we get in the shower, we got to make sure we wipe it down with some kind of sterile gel or something like that. It's going to be our new normal, man. Before you get into anything, you got to wipe it down.
What would you be advising right now as a guy who was the head of the players union? What kind of advice would you be giving right now, given that Kyrie Irving is over here saying, hey, let's not play a season. There are more important matters to tend to. And LeBron is saying, hey, let's please play a season.
I think the first thing that has to happen is we all got to come together and have a conversation before we start talking in the media. I do think those are two very valid points. I would want my players to know that, you know, they have a voice with me, first of all. I'm going to listen to what they have to say. But when it's all said and done, I have to do what's best for the whole group, because we are as one as we walk into anything. But just as, you know, I understand Kyrie's perspective in saying that, hey, there's a super huge movement going on that we definitely support, and I don't want it overshadowed by us playing basketball. But on the other hand, like LeBron is saying, hey, we need to go ahead and play, because once you put that spotlight on us, then we can send out messages that we want to send out. We can kind of control the narrative of what's going on. So I think getting all guys, or getting, you know, for example, those two guys to the table and reassuring them that we can do both things, I think would be what I would initially try to do. Now, will that happen and will that blow over with those guys? You know, who knows? But I, from my perspective, I think it would be a travesty to not play, because there's other ramifications to not playing.
Would you play?
You know, I would have to really study their protocols, as you're talking about now. I mean, going into Orlando with all that has happened there, I would be a little leery. But the other thing is I would trust that Adam Silver, the Players Association, and everybody involved is doing everything they can to minimize risk. Does that mean that there's going to be no risk? Absolutely not. So I would have to, you know, take the necessary steps to make sure that I protect, you know, my family more than anything. That's going to be the hard part. And the question is, if I go into this bubble and, you know, my family comes, do they have to stay in the bubble, or are they allowed to come in and out? Like, how does that work? And then the second part of it is all the people who are interacting from a service standpoint, what's the process for them? You know, how are they being tested? Once they get in the bubble, can they go back out? So I think there's a lot of things that we would have to consider. But again, I would trust the NBA. I would trust Adam. I would trust everybody that's involved to make sure that I'm as safe as possible. And yes, I love playing basketball. That's what I'm being paid to do. Again, I would have this huge platform that I'm able to voice my opinion on all the social issues that are going on right now. So I would take advantage of that for sure.
You speak of trust of Adam Silver. From afar, what have you made of the NFL and Roger Goodell totally reversing course here after 4 years of denying Colin Kaepernick employment?
I think that's awful. I think it's you know. But first of all, I have an appreciation for this movement starting to change the narrative, starting to change what's going on. But it only goes to show that, you know, Colin was right. You know, this is bigger than anything that we could have imagined. And it's a little bit of slap in the face to say now, oh, yeah, you know, I support teams should look into getting them on the football team and all of that. I think there's something else that could be done and should be done. I don't like the way that they handled it. And it's something that has happened before. You know, it's happened in a lot of sports. Guys have been blackballed by their stance on a lot of different things. So it's no different than, and, you know, we've had other players in the NBA disappear during the national anthem. So are they policing everybody, or is it just certain players or certain type of players? Like, what is this? And if that's the way that it's going to be, then there has to be an understanding of why a player would do that. And again, bringing everybody to the table and coming to some type of agreement on what's going to happen.
Antonio, good talking to you. Thank you for making the time for us, sir.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day, man, and love to be on anytime.
Thank you, man.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Well, Monty Jones going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Serena Williams has confirmed that she will compete in the U.S. Open. The dates of the French Open at Roland Garros have been confirmed and will be held over 3 weeks from September 21st to October 11th. And finally, Major League Eating and the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest announced that this year's event will go on as planned, but in a private location with no fans. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Well, Monty Jones had something for Chris Cody and Tony, and 80% of our listeners will get to that in a second. But if you want to be more informed about what's going on in America, and also there are plenty of laughs to be had. It's not all some of the societal stuff that you guys are tired of. The Right Time with Bomani Jones is where you go if you want to be both informed and you can laugh a little bit as well. Thank you for joining us, Bomani. Let's start with Mike Gundy and what happened there, the weird videos. Are you here to question sincerity? Are you here to teach people about keep your eye on the ball? Why are we still doing the T-shirt thing?
You ask me if I'm going to question his sincerity, like we all didn't watch him struggle hard as hell to read off that teleprompter. Like, either it's a struggle with sincerity or a struggle with literacy. It's got to be one of the two. That dude just, like, I've never seen anybody look more like they were reading. Like, remember a couple weeks ago, people were giving Dabo Swinney hell because he had something written down, prepared, that he was reading. And I was like, no, man, like, reading something, like, I get it. You're going to prepare your statement. Mike Gundy looked like a hostage for real in this one. In the other one, we thought he looked like a hostage. And, no, we are keeping – it's not even a matter of keeping an eye on the ball on this one, because we wound up here in the first place with these discussions because he wore that T-shirt for One America News. I don't really care about that, to be honest. I don't care that he watches One American News. I do care that he gave them a testimonial 2 months ago where he talked about how they're the only ones that report the real news, and now suddenly he has no idea what One American News does. That doesn't make any sense. The part that really gets me, though, after this happened, players came out, guys saying he called me a thug. He threatened to send guys back to South Dallas, say he's going to send us back to the ghetto. Why is nobody talking about that? Like, you really think that Chuba Hubbard saw that shirt and was like, we need changes in this program, and the changes are made by Mike Gundy wearing a different shirt?
Yeah, that part, why is that getting missed? Why is it just easier to concentrate on the fabric the same way that it is with Colin Kaepernick to just make it about the fabric instead of the more difficult conversation?
I think part of it is there. I also think, just generally speaking, white folks want to give each other the benefit of the doubt on this. And as much as everybody talks about wanting them to have some measure of progress on these matters, the first step toward that progress is stop willy-nilly just giving people the benefit of the doubt. So people do not want to consider that maybe Mike Gundy ain't a good dude. People don't want to consider that some of what Mike Gundy has done, who knows, how many people look at themselves and consider that maybe they've said the same thing and then they want to cut him slack. But I was stunned by how many people that I saw when that went up on Twitter that were like, now that's a real apology. What exactly did he apologize for? And again, I say this as somebody who doesn't think he necessarily needed to apologize for the shirt he wore. That's who he is. That's what he's about. The consequences of that manifest itself in much different ways. But that right there was never the quote-unquote problem, at least not for me.
What do you think the last 36 hours or so have been like behind the scenes? Because we went from a hastily put-together video where Chuba was the only one apologizing to a more profuse apology where something was realized behind the scenes that was insufficient about the first video.
I think something was realized by the people in the offices at Oklahoma State, and they were like, oh, so this didn't do the job that we thought that it would do. I tell you, I've told this, and I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just giving you an indicator of how quick I think it is that department moves when it comes to things that they deem to be crisis. After Gundy had that media availability where he gave the testimony to One American News and he talked about how the players need to hurry up and get back because the state needed the money from playing football, I did a parting shot for Outside the Lines that explained, like, look, man, the students need to be your bigger concern. They're not here to be concerned for the state. The state's supposed to be concerned with them. By the middle of that afternoon on a Saturday, Oklahoma State put it out that Mike Gundy was apologizing for what he said. Like, when they feel like it ain't looking good in front of people, they move fast on it. So it seemed like Chuba put that thing out at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on, I guess it was Monday. By 5 o'clock, they had a video out. The video did not go over in the way that they thought it would. Boom, the next day, they got another video out. Because I think what they figured out is if the controversy pops up on a day, if we can do something that same day, then we can probably make it go away. And that would have worked with Gundy because people were just like, wow, he really gave us an apology on that one, right? Just because he said the words Black Lives Matter. Like, that's become a thing on the checklist. That, hey, just be sure to go out there and say Black Lives Matter, because it seems like now that's a requirement that people have to say, right? So then you go ahead and say that, and now it becomes a real apology, while ignoring that there was some – the things that got the strength coach fired at Iowa are things that players alleged against Mike Gundy. And he's going to keep it moving.
Well, Monty Jones with us here on ESPN Radio. Dan laughed earlier this week when I said Colin Kaepernick will play in the NFL this year. Now, Roger Goodell has said that he would endorse and support an NFL team, and they should sign Colin Kaepernick. Do you think Colin will play in the NFL this year?
No. Which owner is going to take that one for the team? Like, which owner is going to be pressured into doing this? Because clearly they don't want to do it of their own free will. I don't think there's any individual owner, at least as far as I can tell, that's been like, I wish I could sign Colin, comma, but, I mean, I have not seen that, man. I mean, and by the way, if that one owner didn't want to do it because the other owners would pressure him, then that dude is a coward. Dean Smith unilaterally decided to integrate the Atlantic Coast Conference. And what year was it? 1966, I believe it was. Just didn't ask nobody. Just showed up with Charlie Scott and said, he's going to come here, right? We've seen this happen. Branch Rickey integrated Major League Baseball. He just up and decided that that was the thing that he was going to do. You going to tell me that these white men in the 40s and in the 60s had the courage to buck back against an established state of segregation, but not one of these owners who actually wants to sign Kaepernick could be like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do that? Come on, man.
The right time with Bomani Jones, you will get a lot of thoughts that you're not hearing anywhere else. You were shocked and mortified. You judged me yesterday because 80% of our listeners, you said my listeners are better than your listeners because 80% of my listeners pee in the shower. So who do you want to attack here? Is it Chris? Is it Tony? Is it just the audience? Who do you want to attack?
All of them. Every single one of these people, as I told you, you know what's right next to every shower I've ever seen?
Yeah.
A toilet.
That's right.
It's right there. And the guys are like, well, what do you do if you're already in the shower and you have to go? You can't wait. Your bladder's so weak that you realize you have to pee, and by the time the shower's over, you just can't hold it no more. You didn't realize it before you got in the shower. Like, what is this savage nonsense that's going on? And the worst part about it is, you savage clowns can't just be like, I do this. You assume that anybody who says they don't do it is lying. What?
I mean, why wait, though, when there's a bathroom right there? I understand what you're saying. The bathroom's right next to your shower. But if you're in the shower and you got to go, it's like, you know, it's right there. Just go. You dry off, you know.
I mean, okay, yeah. Just, no, nothing seems like, nothing about being in an incredibly hot enclosed area with steam and everything else jumping around. No. Why would I not just urinate here when there's a toilet right over there?
I mean, you gotta hop out of the shower.
How do your wives and girlfriends feel about this? Those of you who have them. How do they feel about this?
Well, Tony just got married, and you might not know Tony, but he wants this smoke, so he is here to defend the peeing in the shower.
No disrespect, but who the hell is Tony?
Hey, Bo, it's Tony. Listen, here's the thing. When you get into the shower.
Whoa. Who the hell are you?
He's like new Allison.
Bomani, this is Tony. Tony, this is Bomani.
You can't say no, dude, no disrespect. Who the hell are you? Go ahead, Tony.
Bo, I was going to approach you at Dan's wedding, and I didn't because you're too high profile. But other than that, I was there, yes. When you get into the shower and you feel that warm water, it's the same thing as getting a jacuzzi. Something happens chemically in your body that says, I got to go.
Wait. Your defense for this is I pee in the shower like I pee in the jacuzzi?
Well, again.
Why are you guys defending this? You know you're wrong. That's why you're defending this. You know you're filthy savages. That's why you're defending this. Stop defending it, you filthy savage, and use the toilet.
Thank you.
How about this?
Let me ask you this. Why don't you pee in the shower when you're not in the shower?
I have. Tony?
Oh, dear God. Bomani, thank you for being on with us. The right time.
He's bringing up some dude named Tony. Tony's going to carry the flag for the rest of y'all. You all should be ashamed of yourself.
Tony, thank you for getting out there and taking the bullet for everybody.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
At Lebatard Show is where you can vote on the polls, and you should check out The Right Time with Bomani Jones if you want to learn something and you want to laugh.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Bayern Munich's 1-0 victory over second-to-last place Werder Bremen clinched their 8th straight Bundesliga title. Robert Lewandowski provided the winner in the 43rd minute. You get all that right, Mike? What happened?
I mean, it's German soccer, so the W is a V sound.
Werder Bremen?
Okay. Sure. It's all right. It's all right. Okay.
I'm trying.
Lewandowski.
Listen, I got Bundesliga down. I mean, we're
all
making
that,
baby steps.
All that is gone. We now get the Premier League back. Easier clubs to pronounce, like Leicester City. Just rolls off the tongue.
Bundesliga has turned into one of my five favorite words to say in sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun word to
it's
say.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bundesliga.
It carried us a couple weeks.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is Bundesliga one of the top five most fun words to say?
The 2021 Pro Bowl has been awarded to Allegiant Stadium, the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. And finally, 37-year-old Ashley Winter of Hereford, England, has set the Guinness World Record for fastest mile ran by a man while blindfolded at 10 minutes and 11 seconds. Winter, who has been diagnosed with vision-impairing eye disease, keratoconus, I have no idea, raised money for charity, Fight for Sight. Listen, there are a lot of words left out here, and I'm not going to blame anyone, okay? But I'm just saying, let's do better. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance Your Auto and Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. I also want money.
I am not someone who very often makes his way into the mockery of others and their physical appearance. I just need the audience to know for the last 8 minutes, I have simply been unable to shake the visual image of Stugat making his way to the shower in full waddle, nude, looking for love.
Hasn't been a lack of effort. I
Billy,
can tell you that.
Billy, I am Billy. What? I'm sorry, but I have not been able to scrub this off of me for 8 minutes.
Hold on a second. You don't make fun of other people's appearance. Have you heard of Fat Chris?
Or the
you spent
looks
a whole
like.
Segment questioning Brian Windhorse's rappelling ability also earlier today.
Wait a minute, that's not fair at all. I did not spend a whole segment doing that. I simply made the image for the audience of Brian Windhorse as a Navy SEAL wearing too tight an outfit scaling a wall.
Yeah, but I started it with Woj and Zach Lowe, and in Billy's defense, you did bring it to Brian Windhorse.
You cannot dispute that my visual is funnier. Not even Brian would dispute that.
We push every NCAA tournament, a March Sadness tournament that's built on what people look like and making fun of them for that.
Fair enough. None of them, or very few of them, other than Mike Leach in a crop circle again, are nude, though, and waddling. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because Stugat is, he's wet, he's glistening, he is...
And he's looking for sex.
And I just don't look at Stugat that way. I don't. I've never imagined it, okay? But I feel like basically the place that we're in is a slightly stretched out nude Danny DeVito.
So Abby only takes baths now, a couple of reasons. I can't fit in the bath with Abby, and I can't get into the bath anymore. It's very difficult.
Really, because of your knees, back, ligaments, everything. Oh, man. Okay. So this happened earlier in the show where there was a chat going on, a group chat. If you don't know, me, Mike, and Stugat are at the studio at the Clevelander. Everyone else is at their homes. And the way that we're communicating is through a Zoom group chat. And so there was a lot of trepidation before Tony ventured out to argue on behalf of the peeing against Bomani Jones. And so what Roy Bellamy has in the screen of the group chat is simply this. You sure you want that smoke? And then the next thing you see from Roy Bellamy is told you that you didn't want that smoke. Now, Mike Golic Jr. is saying he wants that smoke. Mike Golic Jr. is saying he wants to argue with Bomani Jones about whether it's okay for people to be peeing in the shower, as evidently 80% of our audience thinks. We have not had a situation like this since sitting and standing wipers. I have to be so careful when I say that because that sitting word, given what we're talking about, is dangerous. Sitting and standing wipers is the last time we've arrived at a topic that has people this inflamed.
Golic texted me, I want a piece of Bo on the shower pee. I wrote back to him, you're the bravest man in the world. And he said, let me be clear, only on this one topic. I got him here. I don't have him anywhere else, but I got him here. And so I don't know what you guys want to do with it. But
Chris has pointed out in a group chat that your Twitter avatar is making fun of how Mark Mangino looks. We established a rule that you have till the end of the segment to walk back a take that's incorrect. Would you like to take advantage of this?
I don't make fun of the appearances of others. Okay, look, I just needed a segue to get into a nude Stugatz waddling into the shower. Okay, fine. Everybody, okay, you virtue signaled.
We have successfully canceled.
I make fun of the way people look. Right. That's right. I did say that Mike Gundy went to that press conference in a 1983 Trans Am. Yes, our most popular segment is absolutely making fun of the way everyone looks. I'll do it again.
And your Twitter avatar is Mark Mangino.
Has been since, I mean, you know how many people think it's me? And the only reason that it's Mark Mangino is because he's standing next to the Orange Bowl mascot and the Orange Bowl mascot is not as round. Totally fair for you guys to say that I've been making fun of Mark Mangino, the former Kansas coach, for 15 years.
But you had a waddling naked Stugatz headed towards the shower where
That's
his wife
right.
is. Well,
and I can't scrub it off me. It's the part that I keep telling you guys. I don't know whether this happened to you. Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Did you imagine Stugatz waddling nude to the shower looking for love? So I don't know whether we're going to have Golic and Bomani Jones on together to argue this, but we'll find out together at some point before the end of the show. Charles Barkley will join us at noon. The thing I did want to ask you about, though, Stugatz, on a serious note, when Bomani asked the question, why are we talking about the T-shirt and not the following part? Because the following part to me is interesting when you hear about the injustices about college football players using their bodies and not getting paid and everything that happens in college football. If a coach is threatening that player to send him back to the ghetto, there is an overlord of a plantation feel to that that doesn't feel very good, and it's confusing to me. Why we would concentrate about the T-shirt instead of concentrating on that part, because the dehumanizing aspect, if you really mean Black Lives Matter,
right,
that is not something that's coming out of your mouth. If that's something that's in your heart, if Black Lives Matter is in your heart, you are not an overlord at a plantation telling a kid that if he doesn't play better for you, you're going to send him back to the desperation of the ghetto. Like, that is it's super problematic, and it's confusing to me that we choose the easier path of just focusing on a T-shirt and an alt-right news network. And that's all he apologized for, by the way,
correct,
was the T-shirt. And Bomani's pointing over here and saying, hey, what about this over here? Isn't this more problematic? And it is confusing to me why we're talking about one and not the other. He apologizes for the T-shirt. The other thing is the thing that requires more of an apology, if it's true.
The other thing is how he got the free T-shirt.
Right. It shouldn't be that complicated, and you actually said it as you were explaining it. The T-shirt is an easy place and an easy thing for people to criticize and for us to discuss. It's easy. But hey, how could you wear that T-shirt during a time like this?
If you say that consciously, though, you are really choosing willful ignorance. If you're listening to what I'm saying here and still making about a flag or about a T-shirt, you're just looking in the wrong places where you have these helpless players, okay? Powerless as any you will find in sports, because the entire construct works against them. We, ESPN, need college football back. The media is conservative. The media that covers college football has largely been conservative through time. And the entire structure of the thing leans against the powerless player. The powerless player finally speaks up in a way that's public at a new time in America, and we're still looking at the wrong damn thing. We're still looking at the T-shirt and not, hey, how about this awful thing that exists in college football where you've got these coaches or strength coaches, very highly paid, and they're standing over the black bodies and they're doing things like giving off the feeling, if not the actual words, we're going to send you back to the ghetto if you don't play better, if you do not win for us. Like, it is a modern day enslavement. I know that people do not like the idea of plantation mentality being applied to sports, but when you have these situations where you are taking away the freedoms of black men, you're forming another prison. America has a very profitable one that it uses to rotate black bodies through, a business that represents mass incarceration and a new kind of 2020 enslavement of black people that is now being enforced by our police force. Like, you shouldn't be okay with the coach overlording that way. You shouldn't be okay with Gundy making this ridiculous apology with flames and nightclub lights behind him about the T-shirt when the thing that needs to be apologized for is, how are you treating those black bodies? Are you dehumanizing them? Are you respecting them? You have all the power. It takes until yesterday for you to realize that black lives matter, when black lives are the reason you matter. Black lives are the reason that you have been able to win at football and make all this money, that gives you this power to abuse this way.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
Damn! We just want to go back to the Mangino photo. He's rounder than the orange. That's funny to me.
Bomani has accepted Michael Olick Jr.'s challenge.
Oh, my God. I'm going
to
hide.
All right, let's get to it then.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Charles Barkley going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We'll find out if he pees in the shower.
He looks like he does.
No doubt.
He just put it on the poll at Le Batard Show. Does Charles Barkley pee in the shower?
Here's your SportsCenter update. Gary Pinkel and Bob Stoops are the newest nominees for the College Football Hall of Fame. Champ Bailey, Ken Dorsey, Dwight Freeney, and Sebastian Janikowski are also on the ballot. Seabass. Janikowski cannot get into the College Football Hall of Fame. Kenny, there's no way.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised Gary Pinkel is in this conversation.
Dale Earnhardt will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame for the class of 2021.
Junior, right?
Yes, junior. I'm assuming it's junior, but
I mean,
it says Dale
Earnhardt.
This would
be a long time coming for the Intimidator.
Yes. Well done. As will Mike Stefanik, an 87-year-old red farmer who plans the race on Talladega's dirt track this weekend. Huh. And finally, the longest ever U.S. presidential inauguration speech was delivered by William Henry Harrison on March 4th, 1841, and was 8,445 words long. Harrison fell ill with pneumonia 3 weeks later and died on April 4th, 1841, making his presidency the shortest in U.S. history. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right, before we get to the serious stuff, I guess we got to start out with the hard stuff. Charles Barkley joins us on ESPN Radio. Are you someone who pees in the shower?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. My faith in America has been restored, but Bomani Jones and Mina Kimes and Antonio Davis think you're disgusting.
Wait, so what, you're going to get out of the shower to pee?
Exactly.
Well, you're going to pee before you get in the shower. Yes.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Charles, have you ever peed in the shower without being in the actual shower? I mean, because I have.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because it's a drain.
Big day.
Okay. How about a jacuzzi in a pool?
Oh, definitely a pool. Definitely a pool. You know, I haven't been in a pool. I'm not going to lie. I probably haven't been in a pool in 25 to 30 years. But when I was young, when I was a teenager, I'm not a big swimmer. So I haven't been in a pool. And I can't remember last time I've been in a pool.
Are you afraid of it? Hey, are you afraid?
Hey, let me tell you something. I got a pool at my house. And I don't think I've ever been in it.
But do you have a fear of it, or?
No, I'm just not a swimmer.
Okay.
All right.
But as a teenager, you just stayed in the shallow end?
No, I can swim now. But I'm not going to get out. You want me to get out the pool and get out the shower to pee? Of course not. That's just, come on now.
All right, very good.
What's the point?
On to more serious topics here. The America feels like it's shaken, Charles. I know you're an emotional person. I know you care about Atlanta. So when you see everything that's happening right now in this country, how emotional does it make you, and does it scare you?
Well, I think it doesn't scare me because I don't know how many sensible people we have. You know, this is a time to have some common sense, not be emotional. Nothing good is when you make emotions, except you just make bad decisions. So I'm trying to step back, there's a lot of noise going on, a lot of noise. A lot of people making a lot of noise. And I'm just hoping people with common sense, step to the forefront. And right now, there's not a lot of that right now. It's a lot of yelling and screaming, not a lot of listening. And that's the only thing that scares me. Because, like, we got a lot of people. Hey, Eric, common sense is not so common. I mean, so I just hope that we got some people step up and, like, hey, everybody calm down. You know, you got people talking about defunding the police and things like that. That's going to have a really detrimental effect on black people, brown people, and poor people. Who are they going to call? Ghostbusters? Because let me tell you something. The white neighborhoods, they're going to always have cops. Let's get that out the way. I mean, listen, we need to make police reform. We don't want any black men or brown men or white people in general also. We don't want anybody killed by the cops. But this notion that we need to get rid of all the cops, that's just stupid and asinine. Like I say, who are poor black people going to call? Ghostbusters? Give me a break. We just need police reform. We need the police to hold each other accountable. But, man, we got a lot of people making a lot of noise out here who don't know what the hell is going on.
How about as it relates to Atlanta, Charles, because you're there a lot. It is a black city. There are complicated relationships with the police officers there, many of whom are black. What do you do with what's happening in Atlanta right now?
Well, I think you have to take these things on an individual basis. Atlanta is, going back to a month ago when the young black kid, Mr. Aubrey, was killed when he was out jogging. That can't happen. That's really, really bad. The thing that happened last week is different circumstances. You have to look at the thing. You have to look at what happened in Minnesota was just a travesty and a disgrace. I mean, to see somebody killed on national television, videotaped, that's one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. To see a person get that, just somebody, and then he was so casual about it with his hands in his pocket. I mean, that to me made it worse because if you're worried about your life, you're not going to have your hands in your pocket. So that was a travesty and a disgrace. And but listen, we need police reform, Dan. We don't need we need them to understand, and we need to understand that we need each other. Like I say, we got too many fools out there talking like we got to get rid of all the cops. Listen, the good neighborhoods, they're not going to get rid of cops. White neighborhoods are not going to get rid of cops. So we need to work with the cops. We need reform, plain and simple.
Charles Barkley with us on ESPN Radio. What did you make of the 10 days or so where Drew Brees is going from autopilot, saying the thing that he always says about the flag, to apologizing three times, reversing course after being shamed by most of the players in his league, and now all of a sudden Roger Goodell saying, Black Lives Matter, we were wrong all along?
Well, the NFL, they were wrong for what happened to Colin Kaepernick. You know, he was trying to peacefully protest, and he got blackballed, and he doesn't have a job. I think the situation with Drew Brees was different. I thought people overreacted. I thought it was overkill. Listen, Drew Brees' words speak. He's a great person. You know, Drew Brees had just written a check for $5 million to black people in New Orleans for food banks. And he had worked on legislation a couple years ago to let black felons, vote again. And I thought I was disappointed that we turned turned this relationship over to these idiot fools and jackasses on morning TV shows and the internet. Nothing good happens when you got these fools on morning talk shows, or you turn the world over to the internet, because that's where all the losers and fools hang out at, on the internet. Listen, Drew was insensitive. I think he knows that. But the way the NFL, just the players, just like, they know Drew Brees. They know all the good stuff he's did. But they turned it over to fools on talk TV and the internet. And that's where all the idiots live, on those two forums.
Charles Barkley with us here on ESPN Radio. Charles, one of the interesting things that has happened, I'm certain you've noticed, is college kids really finding their voices and calling out coaches and calling out people in charge at their universities or others, or even going back 15, 20 years. How do you feel about college kids using their voices the way they've used them here in the last few weeks?
Well, I think that's a very slippery slope. Are we going to get to the point where we let college kids tell people who they got to vote for? Let's say hypothetically, listen, I think that, I don't even know anything about that network, but they can't be any worse than Fox News, which is awful. But if a coach wanted to vote for Trump, it's going to be hard to find a worse president than Trump. But if college coach or somebody wanted to vote or support Trump, do the players have a right to get that coach fired? To me, that's a very, very slippery slope. I think that what we need to do is, like, hey, man, take a deep breath. Like I say, I'm not a Trump fan. Don't want to act, but if a college coach wanted to support Trump, we're becoming fools like these other fools on TV who, well, you're a liberal or a conservative. I'm like, wait a minute. How did we get to the point where our politicians and both parties suck? Let's get that out the way. I've voted Democratic my entire life, and I'm starting to wonder, like, man, what exactly have they done for poor black people? I mean, we're still all black and poor. We're still in the worst neighborhoods. We still got the worst schools. I mean, the Republicans, they're just going to take care of rich people. But I'm starting to question, like, man, why have I voted Democratic my entire life? And because I've come to the conclusion that both of these parties suck. But like I say, I just think we got a very slippery slope when we let college kids say, no, you can't support Trump if you like Trump. You have to be in a certain camp or we're going to get you fired. I just think that's a very slippery slope.
You sound like an old conservative, Charles.
I sound like a guy who's trying to be fair and honest. Like, you know, it's so funny watching TV for the last three or four weeks. I love all these white guys who are so pro-black. You think we wouldn't have any problems in this country? You know, it's been really fun. Like, every white guy on TV now is terrified. He's got to be, I'm 100% with all these black folks. And I'm thinking, like, if y'all had been with us from the beginning, we wouldn't be behind 400 years. But they're scared to death, and it's funny to watch. Listen, man, I think what I tell anybody, why don't you go and look and see what people have actually done And then your actions do speak for themselves. It's very easy. So what have you actually done to help black people, help poor people? That action always speaks for itself. But right now, it's funny watching TV because everybody's all in on the Black Lives Matter and black empowerment. I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? It's great to say that and make a lot of money on TV and radio. But like, okay, now it's time for us to start doing some action.
Charles, good talking to you. Always good talking to you. You want the dismount, right? You're not going to let me just end this segment the way I want to end it. You want to say anything else before we go?
I want you to tell your mother, who's a saint, the sweetest lady in the world, please give her my best. And tell your dad to kiss my ass.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Cut right to it this week.
That was excellent, Joe.
He's playing the hits right here. He's bored and indifferent. He's just sort of doing it because he's always done it.
It is all about the Benjamins, baby.
Never get old to me. Ever.
Your fat daddy is the way, is my preferred one.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
All right, our gladiators have entered the octagon. Mike Golic Jr., Bomani Jones. I am nervous. I don't know why, but I am.
You put Golic Jr. at plus 180, so you've got Bomani as a pretty big favorite.
I do. Good value with Gojo, though. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Gary Pinkel and Bob Stoops are the newest nominees for the College Football Hall of Fame. Ray Lewis, Ed McCaffrey, Carson Palmer, Julius Peppers, and the late Rashan Salaam have carried over from last year's ballot. Dale Earnhardt will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame for the class of 2021. As well, Mike Stefanik, an 87-year-old Red Farmer, who plans the race on Talladega's dirt track this weekend.
Earnhardt Jr.
Hey, listen, it just says Dale here, so, I mean, Dale Earnhardt. And finally, an estimated 2,450 Americans die from heart attacks caused by sex every year. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. I'm hiding.
So Charles Barkley says he pees in the shower and also says, shockingly, that he pees in the shower even when he's not taking a shower. Bomani Jones eviscerated Tony. Who the hell is Tony earlier in the show? Now Mike Golic Jr. wants the smoke, evidently. So you feel confident here making the argument, Mike, for peeing in the shower?
Yeah, listen, this is a lot like a mud football game where I know I'm going against a better athlete, but now he's wandered into my domain, and so I feel like I can bring him down to my level and beat him in the muck where I'm used to playing.
Okay, well, before Bomani, just what's the argument you're making on behalf of it not being total savagery?
I mean, all a toilet is, especially, I was thinking about this too, if you think about like a bidet involved in all this, all the toilet really is a shower set up just on a smaller scale, right?
Boom.
Like, what's the major difference outside of a shower is actually much larger, there's much more room for air, and there's constant running water. Like, when you go to the bathroom, and Dan, I don't, you know, we know each other kind of well, but I don't know you well enough to know. When you go to the bathroom and you're just taking a pee, do you wash everything involved when you're
Look,
done?
Man, I don't bathe in a toilet. Bomani, what do you have? I don't bathe in a toilet. What do you have for Mike Golic Jr.?
I just want to start by saying that my producer on my podcast can't get Charles to hit him back, but Charles go hit somebody up to talk about peeing in the shower, number one. Number two, I want to ask again why you shower peers are so insistent, not only that it's okay to do, but that everybody else is simply lying. It's because you're ashamed of yourself.
That's why you know this is ridiculous. You know this is pathetic. A shower is kind of like a toilet, except I don't stand in the toilet, Mike. I'm not in the toilet for the purpose of getting clean. You are intentionally taking waste and putting it into the shower. Does that not seem stupid to you?
I'm taking it to the cleanest place in my bathroom. Have you guys ever stood around the toilet and really looked at how much collateral damage there is?
You are taking waste to the cleanest place in the bathroom. How are you supposed to keep it the cleanest place in the bathroom if you keep peeing in it?
Because I'm keeping myself then the cleanest. What I was just getting with to Dan is, after you go to the bathroom, normally you're not washing everything involved in the process, and there's way more collateral damage than we all give ourselves credit for. But in the shower, I'm basically getting to power wash the whole system when I'm done. I'm doing myself the biggest favor in all this and taking care of me. I'm introducing a little waste, and it's immediately being flushed down the drain with all the other cares in the world and problems I have.
Good point.
Yeah. And, okay, you are peeing around your feet, which I feel very positive from this conversation, saying that you do not wash while you're in the shower. Well, I need to understand here, Dan, why did you call me and not Mrs. Golick? I believe her name is Christine. Is she the ND mom on the tweet? You be telling this stuff to her? Because I feel like as soon as she finds out about this, she is going to be terribly ashamed to find out that somehow he raised this otherwise talented, responsible, hardworking young man who can't just pee before or after he gets out of the shower. For all these why you do it and it's okay, you have rationalized on the back end why it's okay. When you first started doing it, you knew that it was silly. You knew you were doing something that you weren't supposed to. So then you had to come back around and try to retrofit it and try to say, well, actually, now that I think about it, No, you were in a room that is probably over 100 degrees because you have the heat of the shower that is there. I feel confident that your aim is not as good as you yourself believe it to be, and you're looking down and around your feet is urine. It's going to get into the drain at some point, but I'm pretty confident you peed on your feet before. I just feel confident making that point because nothing about you indicates that you get it right the first time.
Listen, Bamani, I want to say, so in all of this, because I see the way you're trying to frame it, and you're trying to make it seem like I'm out here doing the bad thing, I'm the barbarian, I'm the, what, you know, the Neanderthal, whatever you called it before. Are you saying that sometimes it doesn't feel good to be bad?
Excellent.
I'm asking you, could you look in the mirror while you're on this telephone and say these things without laughing at yourself? Could you do it? Because I don't think you can.
Bamani, I do it every day. My shit, see, this is the difference is, Bamani, I wouldn't have this argument with you about anything else because obviously in all these other worldly matters, you are far more well-suited to discuss all of these things. But I sit and I stare in the mirror every day and I stare back at a man who is part of P Nation in the shower. I stare at him long and hard. We have had a lot of thoughtful conversations and we have always come back to this is the best course of action because we need this because toilet time is the last bastion of American freedom. And Lord, we are going to move it into the shower on occasion because we're there. We all go to sleep in our beds at night, but that won't stop me from taking a nap on the couch.
There's a reason why you refer to it as toilet time. It's not simply alliteration. You call it toilet time because you're supposed to do this in a toilet. Like you did it yourself. You know that this is absurd, ridiculous behavior. And the worst part about this is, let's be honest about this, guys. 80% of you on that poll say that this is what y'all do, right? You say that y'all pee in the shower. Okay, cool. On matters such as these, whose opinion do you really trust more? A bunch of stanking dudes or women's, right? Generally speaking, okay? Because all I'm going to ask is this. If there are any women who listen to this show, which, I mean, I'm sure there are a couple, ask them how they feel about you shower peers. Right? Just like, would you, first date, you're going to mention, by the way, I pee in the shower. You're not going to do that. You know why? Because it's nasty. And you know that she going to think it's nasty, and she ain't going to call you back.
Bamani, I just before this interview was texting with two of my female friends who are married to one another, who both pee in the shower, who are both pro-shower peeing.
Whoa! Reporting!
Boom!
I have to say, I don't know how in the world I'm supposed to respond to that.
You just knocked you out.
A bunch of things in a sentence that, like, I was not expecting the two friends, one marriage. That just isn't the direction that I saw this going, let alone the fact that they pee in the shower while they're there. And all that tells me is, Mike, even the women you hang out with are savage.
Hold on. Somebody's in my...
Hold on. Right fast. I want to be honest about something. Every now and then, like times like these, I keep a tweet deck column open for my first name because I have to turn the filters up so loud to keep crazies out of my mentions that I actually see some good ones. Some dude here just said, Bomani isn't that great of a debater. He's just good at telling people why they're wrong. That's the point, dummy. We're talking about people peeing in the shower. There is no case to be made about why it's okay to not pee in the shower. All there is to do is say how wrong other people are. And what I take from that, Mr. Robin Glover, is that you're out here living like Moises Alou. The pandemic came around and they told you to start washing your hands and you couldn't get no hand sanitizer. And so instead, you're just walking around here with pee-pee hands all the time because you don't own no soap. Some of y'all wasn't raised right, except for Mike Golic Jr. I'm sure that you were raised right. You just refused to do right.
All right, we are out of time.
Bomani, here's the last thing I'll say, Dan, is Bomani's argument is a lot like me when I get into the shower. It doesn't hold any water.
Okay, very good.
Gojo, I feel like you won, but you lost.
You have the moral high ground on this. Like, the worst thing about this is of all the things that all you folks would actually try to argue about with me in public, you never do it, but y'all are so passionate about your right to pee in the shower, and the only reason you're so passionate about it is because you're ashamed of yourselves.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Bomani. Yes, this was... I think it went to decision.
I don't know. I feel like Gojo won and lost at the same time.
I never recovered from Gojo in a toilet, naked, long and hard, whatever. Like, all of that stuff that came together was not... it was, you know, from the family of Stugatz waddling nude to the shower.